This is my desire. I want to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you. All that is within me, I give you praise. All that I desire is in you. It's in you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. And we're closing out the year of our Lord, 2021. And I think that the way to close it out would be to say, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. How many people will go into 2022 still not knowing Jesus? Well, that we don't know. We do know that there are things in our lives that hold us back. But sometimes it's good to consider what's holding us back. The last paragraph on the devotion says, we care about the past, we just do not care to have it rob us of our future or the future of those that are depending on us. So Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand the greatness of your love. Truly, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Things that the Lord has been speaking to me about this is Jesus saying, put your trust in the light while there's still time. Then you will become children of the light. And after saying these things, Jesus just went away and he was hidden from them. You know, Jesus would just drop some amazing things on people's hearts and that would be it, you know. Our scripture tells us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, we all know that. It wasn't a condemnation. It was really maybe you could look at it as more of an encouragement. Everybody's sinned. Everybody has. Everybody's come short of the glory of God. I think that Jesus says, hey, don't let that keep you back. Change it. You can change it. There's power to change it. There's a wonder in the Lord that truly leaves us in wonder if we allow it to. You know, there's part of us, we know. We know that the time that we experience true peace is when we're in God's presence. The thing is that for a long time, we don't even know what God's presence is. Months back, the Lord just began to impress upon me the importance. I'm a presence person. I love his presence. That's why I love to worship. But sometimes we are kept from exposing people to the presence or letting them know that it's the presence. I'm reminded again and again of a video we watched where they were all over the world just going and saying, can we pray for you, and just asking the Holy Spirit to come upon people. Well, when I began to emphasize that, I minister at jails and prisons, and when I began to emphasize his presence, when I began to welcome his presence, when we began to sing, oh, Lord, I need you so. God was faithful in that he gave us that chorus, and whenever we sing that, whenever I sing that, wherever I happen to be, when I sing that, his presence, I feel his presence. I sense his presence. And I began to explain to people, that's his presence. And to know his presence, we're not truly satisfied until we experience his presence. And once we've experienced his presence, we're always going to want more of that presence. And so as we close out 1 year and go into the next, we can go in with confidence. We can go in with hope. We can go in saying to the Lord, I need you so. It seems like it was 2 years ago, not 20 years ago, that we were going into the dreaded K2000. Now, anybody that was born after 2000 has only heard about it, probably haven't heard much about it. But those of us who were around then, we know that, man, they were spreading fear about K2000. They were sure that the computers probably weren't going to make it through. And so there was a whole bunch of money spent to make sure you could protect your computer, you could protect things. People were certain. They're telling us that, you know, once that clock struck midnight on 2020, that everything was going to fall apart. Well, it didn't fall apart. We who know Jesus know the Scripture says God's holding things together. They won't fall apart until He says fall apart. I remember when we used to have those little cars, little plastic cars. We put them all together and they had a little bumper on the front of them. When that little bumper hit the wall, then the car would all fall apart again. And you'd have to pick up the pieces and put it back together. Nowadays, they're making real cars to do that so that everything that's unimportant will fall off and the people inside will be kept together. Jesus has made us in such a way that everything that's unimportant can fall off. But He'll keep us together. Old things pass away. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Think about that. What holds you back? How many times have you heard someone say or you have said, boy, I'll be glad when this day is over. So then what happens after that day was over? We start going over and over the thing that we wished was over. And sometimes years later, that's still in our minds. When will we close the deal and leave them behind? When will we allow the Son to set us free? And those of us who have met Jesus and know Jesus, when will we go ahead and just shine His light? Put your trust in the light, Jesus said, while there's still time. Then you'll become children of the light. Verses before that said, when people walk in darkness, my light will shine for you just a little while longer, Jesus said. So walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in darkness cannot see where they're going. So put your trust in the light. Those who walk in darkness, we've all walked in darkness. And there's a scripture that says, you know, how deep is that darkness if the only light you have is darkness? How dark are things when you think that you have the light and you're groping in the dark? When Jesus came, you know, the Pharisees didn't want to walk in the light. And to this day, there's a spirit out there, a Pharisee, that really rejects the light. For some reason, when someone's walking in the light, it's offensive to them. And Jesus went through that. Jesus was the light of the world, and it was offensive to the people who didn't want to see it. And if you're a person who feels offense at the light, who feels like someone who's talking about the light is criticizing. They aren't. They're not condemning you. Jesus wasn't condemning when He said, look, everybody's sinned. That's not a condemnation. That's a revelation. It's just a simple statement of, hey, look, old things pass away. Look at the Apostle Paul. What did the Apostle Paul do? Man, he was offended by the light, and he was after the light, and he was stopping the light. And then the light shone on him so brightly that he actually saw the light. And after he saw the light, then he was going around telling everybody, whoa, that Jesus that I was persecuting, man, He's the way, He's the truth, He's the life, everybody needs Him. And when people would say, hey, we know what you used to do, he'd say, yes, I did, I was ignorant. I was just ignorant, that's all there is to it. I was so ignorant. Have you come to the place where you saw the light and you looked at yourself and said, man, I was ignorant. I was ignorant. I can only say I was ignorant. I can no longer make excuses. I can no longer justify. I was just ignorant. I'm reminded even now of when God was first teaching me to keep my mouth shut about things, that I would talk to Vicki, my wife, and I would say, "I'm sorry, but." And after I said I was sorry, I added the reason why I had an excuse for what I did, so then was I really sorry. And the Lord would let me walk out of the room, and then he would send me back into the room again because he would say, "Now go and do it right." So I would go back and do it, and literally there were times when I physically just put my hand over my mouth and walked out. And, you know, it's pretty liberating when you give up on making excuses. It's pretty liberating when you just say, "Hey, I need the Lord." And that's the most important thing that can happen, that we would come to the knowledge of the truth. And so, I'm honest. I'll be honest with you and just say that, you know, I'm more inclined to help people into the presence of the Lord, to think about growth in the Lord, to think about that, and when I stop and think about something like how many people will go into 2022 still not knowing Jesus, it's a pause moment. We aren't called to save everybody. We're just called to be prepared to encourage and to shine the light and to explain the light and to offer people the presence of God. If we would set a goal for 2022 to encourage one person, to testify to one person, or to just ask somebody, you know, tell me how you came to know the Lord. You know, because sometimes, I've had people that are in jail and they're saying, "Well, I've always known the Lord," and I say, "Well, you know, I'm not gonna argue with that, but I'm gonna encourage you to know Him more. I'm gonna encourage you to know Him so well that you allow Him to strengthen you and keep you and to yield yourself to Him and just encourage you with that." But, you know, I mean, sometimes people just need to think about how did I come to know the Lord? And maybe then the question will come, do I know the Lord? Or maybe what do you mean, know the Lord? We don't know what the Lord has available for people. We just know that we need to be available to people. And it's important. It's important. It's not about, "Well, I go to church." I had a guy in jail the other day that told me, he said, "Well, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian." And I said, "Well, no, that's true. Going to church won't make you a Christian, but you need fellowship. We need one another. You know, we want all kinds of fellowship. We'll get everybody together to celebrate a birthday. We'll get people together to, I don't know, sometimes when I was way outside of things, we'd get together to celebrate anything. We'd get together to celebrate nothing. But we need to celebrate the Lord together, to know the joy, the peace, know hope, to be encouraged by one another. I mean, we're in a time in our world where it looks like people are trying to destroy this great country. And they just don't know any better, but Jesus can help with that too. So we need the Lord to help us to trust in the light. We need to consider these things. You know, Bible tells us to consider yourself, consider your life, and that's always something that we can do daily, but there's a good excuse to do it as we're getting into this new year, 2022. Man, oh man, isn't that something? There's great hope ahead. It's not hopeless. God is greater. God is greater than any disease. God is greater than anything that we could ever imagine. And so we should imagine Him. We can we can bring glory to Him just in the way that we greet people, just in the way that we encourage people, just in the way, if you on Facebook, you know, people are always, there's a lot of comments. I comment to a lot of people. They ask for prayer, and I comment praying, and while I'm commenting, praying, I'm praying, because God can do more in the few seconds that I'm praying there than I could ever come to think of. So I just encourage you to leave behind the things that hold you back. Know that, as the song says, there's power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, those chains break and they fall to the ground, and we need to walk away from them. We've got only 2 days now to close out this year, but maybe you'll hear this 6 months from now. Maybe it'll just happen to pop up somehow. And if you do, then close out that day trusting in the light, considering the light, looking to the light, asking Jesus for life. That's all that matters, to just say, "Oh, Lord, I need you so. I need you so. I need you so." Say, "I need you," until "I need you" settles in and His presence settles in, and the peace of God that passes understanding surrounds you. And then I want you to know that that is the presence of God, that we might know Him. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, happy new year. Drawing closer to the Lord. Making it your determination, "Lord, I just want to honor you in my life." In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.